A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here in and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Such a dramatic change of emotion for the apostles in the upper room. We've all experienced drastic changes in emotion, right? It might be something as simple as thinking our team is going to lose the game and everything turns around because of a big play and the big win happens. It could be something much more serious, such as a loved one who is suffering greatly and things look quite hopeless. But then everything turns around and there is joy and hope. A dramatic change of emotion. That's what the apostles experienced today. A dramatic change in emotion. They're in the upper room and it says they are fearful. Fearful of what? Fearful of being imprisoned, perhaps even being killed because of their connection to Jesus Christ and the evidence of his resurrection. But then everything changes. Jesus shows up miraculously despite the locked doors, and he proves his presence by means of his wounds. Now there is rejoicing. How can wounds lead to rejoicing? Well, they are wounds that prove Jesus has passed through death. The apostles were afraid of the danger that could befall them, even death for their connection to Jesus and the resurrection. But here is Jesus, who has passed through the gates of death, through the greatest threat of all, death itself. Proof of the resurrection outweighs even the greatest fear of the apostles, that of death. There's suddenly new hope in the apostles. Watching Jesus die on Calvary left them somewhat hopeless. They had hoped, an old hope, that he would be the one to save them. But that hope darkened when they watched his passion and death. It was an old hope. Now here is Jesus risen and alive, and they have a new hope. They can rejoice again. It's mercy on this Divine Mercy Sunday when we're reading this. It's mercy when God breaks into our life and gives us hope. That's exactly what St. Peter says in our first reading. "Blessed be God the Father, who in his great mercy has given us a new hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You see, without the death and resurrection of Jesus, we really were in quite a hopeless situation. Each of us had given in to sin after all of humanity had fallen with the sin of Adam and Eve. We've each done things we know to be very wrong. We've each done things that offend a perfectly holy God. What a great mercy for God to intervene in our very dire situation, to turn it around and make it hopeful. Now there's a way through death. Now there's a way out of sin. And his name is Jesus Christ. And we aren't talking just about biological death. We are talking about spiritual death. God, in his mercy, created a way to save us from spiritual death for all eternity. What brings about spiritual death? It's sin. So the very next thing Jesus does, after showing the apostles his wounds, is to breathe the Holy Spirit on them. And he gives them power to forgive sin. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was particularly aimed at dealing with our sin. Isn't it beautiful that the first thing he addresses after granting the apostles peace, the first thing he addresses is the sin problem? That's because it's really only sin that can steal peace from us. It's only sin that can be an obstacle between God and us. Relationship with God brings peace. Sin destroys that relationship, steals our peace. And what a change in emotion it is for the apostles and for each one of us. What a change in the way we live. What a change from hopelessness to hope. When we experience Jesus Christ as the solution to what is most wrong, what is most vexing in life. What a change when we experience God's mercy picking us up and setting us in the right direction. Divine Mercy Sunday. Have we allowed God's mercy to put us on the right track in life? Have we allowed God's divine mercy to melt our heart like it melted the heart of Thomas the Apostle? Have we allowed God's divine mercy to remove the spiritual bondage, the spiritual weight that holds us down because of sin? To remove sin that is always so contrary to fullness of life. Jesus Christ, God the Father's mercy for us, is here in every Holy Mass to transform our life and give us the same peace he gave the apostles in the upper room today. Let's accept God's mercy more fully today than ever before.